New Testament reading tonight comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as the angel had told them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So I don't know what you've been doing this Christmas season, but I've been watching a lot of Christmas movies. And even if you don't intend to watch Christmas movies, I mean, they're always on. So I thought it might be fun to get a feel for your Christmas movie knowledge. I have a few quotes from Christmas movies, and we're going to play Name That Movie. First one, seeing is believing, but sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see. The Polar Express. Thank you. Another easy one. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas. Yeah, you nailed it. Meatloaf, meatloaf, double meatloaf. I hate meatloaf. Christmas story. We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Oh. Do you know the four main food groups? Got it. Good. Bless this highly nutritious microwavable bowl macaroni and cheese dinner. What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Wonderful life. Good one. Lastly, what has 14 actors, 5 settings, 2 writers, and 1 plot?
Hallmark Channel.
500 Hallmark movies, right? You did really well. You know, one thing I've learned as I'm watching Christmas movies is that generally there are expectations. Usually I expect them to be a little cheesy. I expect them to have that feel-good ending. I expect there to be a lot of imagination and magical things happening. Because after all, we all grow up believing that Christmas is magical. This year our daughter is almost 4 years old. And it's the first year that she's really getting into Christmas. She has some anticipation. Miss Stacy gave all of the kids an Advent calendar, and so every day we've been reading a different part of the Christmas story. This is also the first year that she wrote a letter to Santa. We were out shopping recently, and we pulled into dinner, and we happened to see that Santa and Mrs. Claus were in the lobby. And we took her up to meet them, and she was speechless. I mean, just absolutely starstruck, had the biggest smile on her face. During dinner, she kept stealing glances at Santa. It's been so much fun for my husband and I this year because we're reminded of what it's like to see Christmas through the eyes of a child. We We put her to bed, and a few hours later, we find her fast asleep under the Christmas tree. And Christmas is magical for kids. The decorations, the celebrations, learning about Santa and how his reindeer travel all over the world. Frosty the Snowman comes to life. It's all so different. For 1 month out of the year, reality seems to be suspended. But when you become an adult, everything becomes so rational, so reasonable. We lose the wonder, and instead, everything becomes so predictable. We know how the world works. We know what to expect. We learn how to have normal expectations, especially at Christmas time. And if you read the story of baby Jesus enough times over the year, even this story can sound so familiar. There are ancient prophecies. The nation of Israel was promised a king, a deliverer, someone who would rise up in power, who would free the nation from oppression. He would reign on David's throne. We heard the stories of the angels appearing in the field to the poorest of poor, the wise men following stars and having dreams, a king born among farm animals. It can become so familiar that we miss the unexpected wonder in this story. I saw the joy and the wonder in my daughter's face when she met Santa for the first time. I couldn't help but wonder how Mary responded when she found out she was going to give birth to the Messiah. Or I think about the shepherds who saw an angel, and then a multitude of angels singing in the sky. A sense of excitement, a sense of wonder, probably a sense of trepidation, a sense of what just happened. It was so unexpected. And the angel in Luke's story tells us, don't be afraid. This is good news. The Messiah, your deliverer, the Savior, is here. And I think Luke's story tries to capture just how unexpected this was. Luke tells us about a people living in an oppressive government. Just prior to the text that we heard tonight, Luke opens up his gospel by telling us that the Roman emperor had decided that a census needed to be taken. And a census wasn't just to get an idea of how many people a region had, but also all of their wealth, their livestock, their crops, so the government could tax people at the maximum amount. A census was not an announcement of good news. Rather, a census was an announcement of greater exploitation of the common people. So given all of this, I can only imagine the conversation the shepherds were having when the angel appeared that night. We know that they worked outside, out of town, they worked out the elements. There's anger, fear. Perhaps the shepherds were talking about, what will a new census bring? How much will they want from us? Will we be able to survive on our already meager earnings? I can only imagine that the outlook was bleak. Not only that, these are shepherds. They're low on the socioeconomic ladder. If a shepherd went missing, nobody would bat an eye. And God does the unexpected. The angel appears and announces to the shepherds that God has heard their cries and Messiah has been born. In a desolate place, out of town, the angel appears with the news. The angel appears to the shepherds, to the people who didn't matter. And yet, Luke tells us that these are the very ones having this supernatural experience and hearing the good news of the Savior, the Lord, has been born. And I can't help but think Luke reminds us that God still comes near unexpected places. God first appeared in a most unexpected place on that holy night. The angel didn't go to the temple, didn't stop by the palace. He went to those needing the most hope. And on this night, I think God still comes near in unexpected places. That God still comes near to those outside of a sanctuary. Luke reminds us that God still comes even if they wanted to be in a church tonight, they can't be. First responders, police officers, nurses, FedEx drivers still delivering gifts. This year, God comes near to all those who feel unworthy, excluded. To all those overwhelmed by grief, that the thought of a church service is simply overwhelming. God comes near in unexpected places. And I don't know about you, but that gives me great comfort tonight. Because there are many people that I love who aren't anywhere close to Jesus tonight. And yet God comes near because God does the unexpected. The angel gave news of hope. It was news that their cries had been heard and help was on the way. It was news that greed and selfishness and death would no longer win. The world would be different. And so God's story, the story of the virgin birth, though we may have heard it time and time again, it's not nearly as predictable as the Christmas movies we watch. And I just have to believe that God is still doing the unexpected. Have you ever gotten a Christmas gift that you weren't expecting? Sometimes that can go really well. You get an amazing gift you weren't expecting. And sometimes you get an entirely useless gift that you have no idea what to do with it. In fact, I saw that last Thursday was National Re-Gift Day. I think many of us know what re-gifting is. You re-gift something that was gifted to you, but maybe wasn't a good fit. My husband gives a lot of gifts that get re-gifted. Last Friday at his work staff Christmas party, he's been working there for about 3 years, and about this time of year, he gets the feeling that no one at work really likes him. So everyone else will bring their Christmas mugs, chocolate bars, Starbucks gift cards, wine. And he shows up with ridiculous gifts. 2 years ago, he brought gloves that had a Bluetooth capability. So connect your gloves to your phone, which sounds really exciting, but this glove doubles as a phone. So there's a microphone in your pinky and a speaker. Yeah, I mean, it sounds cool. Terrible gift. This year, he showed up at his Christmas party with a CD that is 60 minutes of people meowing. I don't even know if someone would re-gift that. That may be on the trash. But I can guarantee it's an unexpected gift. And this year, maybe you didn't receive a gift that was that unexpected. Not yet, anyway. But we've all received gifts that we didn't expect. And this year, it's likely that we've all experienced things that we really didn't expect. We know that's just life. Maybe this year you experienced a loss. Maybe your job got downsized. Maybe you went through a breakup. Maybe you didn't make your sales quota. Perhaps this year just didn't live up to the expectations that you had for it. And the good news is that God still wants to do something we don't expect. Something good. Something loving, something full of hope. The Savior of our world came in the most unexpected way. And when he came, he didn't care about fitting into our ideals or our expectations. And still, God doesn't care about fitting within our expectations for God. He doesn't care about even fitting within the walls of our churches. But I do know that God cares about you. That God cares about your heart. That God cares about the people out there like shepherds longing for hope. Because the Gospels tell the story of a God who came so that the world would be different. God came so that we would stop drawing a line in the sand and determining that our fellow man was less than human because of the color of their skin, or where they came from, or who they voted for. God came so we would stop advancing at the expense of others. God came so we would stop exploiting the most vulnerable in our world. God came so that we could see a way out of addiction. And he came because the world needed him. Because they needed hope. And they needed love. our story even much different? We may be a bit more privileged, a bit more sophisticated than those shepherds on that first Christmas night. But love, hope, it's a universal language. We all need it. And God came in the most meek and mild way, the most disarming way, as a baby laid in a manger. All the creatures of the world gather around in awe. Mary, a mother, Joseph, probably terrified. And shepherds of all people are the ones who came to see the baby. And God is still doing the unexpected because God loves us. On that first Christmas, the shepherds saw it. The wise men followed it. I don't think it was what they were expecting, but they embraced what God was doing. And ironically, later on, many people saw even greater wonders when Jesus grew up and did miracles before their very eyes. And yet they didn't seem to notice that God was behind it all because it wasn't what they were expecting. At our early service, we sang these lyrics, these poetic lyrics. And so we thought you'd come with a crown of gold, a string of pearls, and a cashmere robe. We thought you'd clench an iron fist and rain like fire on the politics. But without a sword, no armored guard, common born in mother's arms, the government now rests upon the shoulders of this baby's son. God came in the most unexpected way, and we don't want to miss it, because God is still coming near in unexpected ways and places. Warming cold hearts and bringing freedom where there has long been bondage. And this Christmas, God offers you an invitation. He wants to know, are you in? Are your eyes open to see the unexpected places where hope is springing up? Are your ears attuned to hear the quiet hum of angels nearby? Is your heart open to receive the stranger, the foreigner, the immigrant? Because after all, God came to those who weren't expecting him. God's still doing the unexpected. I know I'm biased, but I happen to think this is the greatest story ever told, full of twists and turns and mystery and paradox. It's a story that, when we read closely, it forces us to pause and to think and reflect. Who tells an absurd story about a virgin birth? Who puts the king of the Jews in a barn? Who asks a pregnant woman to travel for a census? Who makes this stuff up? And yet, here you are, whether by choice or tradition or obligation. You have to admit, it's an unexpected story. So this Christmas, keep your eyes up. Keep your hearts open. God is still doing the unexpected. And you don't want to miss it. Would you join me in prayer? Loving God, indeed you are the God who is still doing the unexpected. You're coming near in new places. Life is springing up in places that have long been called places of death. Oh God, in this season, this night, rekindle within us a new imagination. Let us dare to believe that you are the God still coming close to us. And may we respond with gratitude and love. For there is nothing as scandalous and as unexpected as your amazing love.